Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, evening, or morning. This is your old Uncle Mosh with Raiders Fan Radio, and you are in for a treat. Sit back and get ready to listen to one of the most insanely knowledgeable people you will ever meet talk about our beloved Raiders. Another episode coming your way of Silver and Black Flashback by Rich Schmelter, the author of the Raiders Encyclopedia.
As always, thank you so much, Uncle Mosh, for that awesome intro to Silver and Black Flashback, and I hope to keep on earning that praise you give me. And never, and I mean never, to be left out is my man Murph, the host of the greatest Raiders podcast out there. Thanks so much, my friend, for the great opportunity you give me to be a part of Raiders Fan Radio, as well as having the chance to be a part of a network that helps out so many through the One Nation Foundation that benefits Raiders-related charities. And also, I cannot thank you enough, Murph, for saying such awesome things about my new book, Championship Diary, about our Raiders' Super Bowl XVIII victory. If you get a chance, Raider Nation, please check it out on Amazon or go to the link provided on Murph's show. And to Murph's co-hosts, Swag Jeff and Michelle, and all of the Silver and Black faithful listening around the world, I am proud as hell to bring you stories of the people and moments that helped make our Raiders history so glorious. And with all that being said, why not get on with this, our time together once again on this episode of Silver and Black Flashback. So, on this, our 66th episode of Silver and Black Flashback together, we are going to follow the advice of the great rock band Steppenwolf's classic song, Born to be Wild. With that being said, why not head out on the highway and get your motor running? Now, legally, I cannot play the song in the background, but I will not even attempt to sing it, even a wee bit, due to the fact that I lack a severe, and I mean a severe, amount of musical talent. Now, that is not to say that you cannot have this biker classic on in the background during this episode. Well, enough of this rambling on, Raider Nation. For it is time to delve into this episode about our Raiders in the outlaw biker gang, the Hells Angels. That's right, my fellow Silver and Black faithful. Our badasses in shoulder pads and cleats hung out with the infamous Hells Angels. For many years, the Raiders' notorious antics on the field and off of it had them referred to as the Hells Angels of professional football. And during the height of the Raiders' outlaw days in the 1970s, it only seemed fitting that the two unions would eventually merge. The Oakland chapter of the Hells Angels was founded on April 1, 1957, by 19-year-old Sonny Barger. And 1 year later, he was promoted from chapter president to national president and made the Oakland outfit the mother chapter. Sonny Barger did indeed lead a very controversial and violent life, was arrested many times on charges ranging from drug and weapons to assault and murder in the 1960s and 1970s. The Hells Angels are known worldwide, and their name will always carry a mystique of mayhem, much like our Raiders did during some of the Angels' wildest times in Northern California. The Hells Angels did not hang out in the bars frequented by the Raiders, but rather one in the downtown area of Oakland near a boxing gym that Fred Biletnikoff used to hang out at along with legendary Raider quarterback and legendary partier Ken Snake Stabler. Now, both Biletnikoff and Stabler loved boxing and hung out at the gym watching the fighters train. And one day, Stabler met Biletnikoff at a faceless bar near the gym. While having a drink and shooting pool, the future Raider Hall of Famers noticed a man at the bar wearing a sleeveless jean jacket with Hell's Angels embossed on the back of it. Obviously, Biletnikoff and Stabler were no strangers in Oakland. Well, everybody knew who they were, including the Hell's Angel at the bar. He introduced himself and then invited the two Raider greats to shoot a game of pool with Sonny Barger. They accepted the offer, and it was in that faceless bar that Snake Stabler enjoyed his first drink with Sonny Barger. It was even claimed that Stabler went out partying with the Angels until 6 o'clock in the morning, and then he would go play in a game a few hours later while the Angels went to watch Snake play on TV and then passed out. That meeting then started an incredible relationship between the Angels and professional football's bad boys. Barger was even seen on the sidelines during games. Ah yes, Raider Nation, a perfect fit. Wild man linebacker Phil Villapiano, one of the most popular all-time Raiders, used to go to a gym in Hayward, California, located in Alameda County. There, in a gym on East 14th Street, Villapiano used to lift weights with Sonny Barger, who was a very serious weightlifter. John Tooze Matuzak would join Villapiano at the gym during the offseason to work out with the leader of the Angels. What an interesting experience that would have been, working out with that trio. The relationship between the Hells Angels and the Raiders of the 1970s was so strong that some of the Angels would also be on the sideline during the games with Barger or at practice sessions. Unfortunately, there was one blemish on the relationship between the Hells Angels and the Raiders that occurred during training camp in Santa Rosa in the late 1970s. Phil Villapiano was not in a pleasant mood one night. He was being switched over to inside linebacker and was also suffering from a severe muscle pull. He was at the Raiders' top drinking establishment in Santa Rosa, the Bamboo Room. He knew his pulled muscle would keep him out of practice the following day, so he decided to have a few more drinks. When he came out into the parking lot, he noticed some guys leaning on his car and told them to obviously get away from the car. It turned out these gentlemen were members of the Hells Angels and did not know Villapiano was very good friends with their leader, Sonny Barger. The outlaw bikers did not take kindly to the words Villapiano used on them, and suddenly a hammer came crashing into the head of the linebacker. Not pleasant, Raider Nation. Well, such a thing can really harsh a buzz, and Villapiano had to act quickly, or who knows what might have happened. He quickly hollered out that he knew Sonny Barger, and that immediately stopped the incident. By this time, curfew was long past at Raiders training camp, but the bedcheck coach did not want to get Villapiano in any trouble, so he asked around if anyone knew where he might be. No one had seen him for a while, so they went outside to look and wait for him. Soon after the gathering began, Villapiano came around the corner with blood everywhere and his shirt torn. His teammates quickly took him to the training room, and once the story about what happened was told, the Raiders, as a unified group, were ready to fight it out with the Hells Angels. Coaches came rushing over, trying to push players back into their rooms, and Villapiano quickly calmed his teammates down, realizing that getting into a major fight with the Hells Angels would not be good for anyone. If players got hurt in a fight, then it would put the season in jeopardy. Plus, could you imagine the headlines in the morning newspapers? However, this unfortunate incident did end very well for everyone. 1 week later, Villapiano had made up with the Hells Angels and invited them to practice. And so, during a practice session, the roar of 12 Harley-Davidson motorcycles grew louder and louder until a dozen Hells Angels members parked to watch the Raiders train on the invitation from Villapiano. After that, the friendship between the two factors was perfect once again. Sonny Barger went on to become a best-selling author about his life, was an advisor on several film projects, and was a consultant on the hit television series Sons of Anarchy, and even had a role in the show. When he died in 2022 at age 83, the Hells Angels wanted to use the Oakland Coliseum, the place where the Raiders called home for most of their existence, to hold his memorial service, which was a few miles away from the Angels clubhouse that Barger founded in 1957. Eventually, it was decided to use the Stockton 99 Speedway to conduct his memorial service, where 7,000 people turned out to pay their respects. Yes, Raider Nation, Sonny Barger might be remembered for many things. However, he is also remembered as a major part of our beloved Raiders lore. And that, my silver and black brothers and sisters, brings us to an end of another episode. But before ending our time together, I want to hand out much deserved respect. First off, a huge dose of respect goes out to Kevin, the Raider nerd, one of the greatest people I know. Kevin has been a major supporter of my show since its early days, and his praise continues to drive me with each episode. And over the past few weeks, Kevin's kind words about my new book, Championship Diary, found their way onto the East County Raider Nation fan page, plus all over Facebook. Thank you, my friend, and keep on sending out those amazing posts on Facebook about movies. I love them so much, and I can't wait to talk to you more about classic drive-in flicks after the holidays. Numerous other fan pages were kind enough to allow me to advertise my book on their pages, and they are Las Vegas Raiders, Derby City Raiders Boosters, Salt City Silver and Black, Raiders of the Far North, Return to Greatness, and Captain Jack Rackham. Thank you one and all for the support. It is always most appreciated. And finally, to my good friend Darren Hayes, who has an incredible podcast dealing with professional football history called Pigskin Dispatch. And Raider Nation, check it out. It is that good. And Darren is also the proud author of a fantastic new book titled The World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team, the 1903 Franklin All-Stars. It is an awesome read, and Darren's writing puts you right back into that era, and it is getting outstanding reviews. I promise it will not let you down. All right, my silver and black faithful, I love and thank you all for listening. What an awesome family we have. And I want to wish each and every one of you a happy, joyous holiday season. And now, all together, loud and proud, let's bring this one home. And how do we do it? With four simple words. So, ready. 1, 2, 3. Let me hear it, Matt, Bruce, Bamba, and everyone else. Here we go. Love you, Raider Nation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.